second down and 14. Brown spotted at about the 28-yard line of the Big Red. Glad you've joined us tonight. The 2014 season has opened up here. A rain throughout the day and really throughout the week has opened up to a beautiful night tonight here in Centerville. Upper 60-degree weather we're looking at in sunny skies here as we enter twilight. And the snap is taken by Tate Feldman and fumbled. He fell on it, luckily, and will fall back to the 25-yard line, and that'll bring up a third down and about 20 yards to go here. Third and 18, Centerville. 4-6 last year. The last year they were in the Class 3A. They did qualify for the 3A state playoffs, and this year they have moved down to Class 2A. Sheraton still at 3A. They were 4-5 last year. They barely missed the playoffs. So third and 18, ball on the 25. Feldman is the quarterback, and 23 goes in motion. Low snap, it's fumbled, and Charlie Palmer is on it. Charlie Palmer is on it, and the Chargers have recovered at the Centerville 10-yard line.
Charlie Palmer.
I spoke with Coach Smith before the game, and obviously we're seeing out of the first series that ball security is going to be a big issue tonight. Rainy conditions throughout the week, and the ball is slippery. It's wet out there. It's soggy, and the Chargers have cashed in on the first turnover of the game, the first turnover of the 14 season. And the Chargers are cooking with gas now. First and 10, ball at the 12-yard line of the Big Red.
First and 10,
starting lineups for the Chargers. Under center there, that is Quinn Storm, the senior quarterback. Behind him, Dylan Sanders at tail. Shotgun formation, Quinn hands out to Sanders, who's around the left side. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. There's a penalty flag. Hang on, there's a penalty flag. A nice sweep around the left side, and Dylan Sanders walks into the end zone, but maybe a little bit too easily. A holding call is called against the Chargers. That'll bump them back. Boy, a nice play call there on first and goal, first and 10, rather. Unfortunately, the Chargers are going to move back 10 yards. That's costly. That's a costly penalty there deep in Centerville territory. Quinn Storm, the quarterback. Dylan Sanders, the halfback. Charlie Palmer is your receiver. Your split back is Derek Lang. At tight end, T.J. Hawkinson. Lang goes in motion. Here's the give to Sanders, who fumbles it. He fumbles it. I think he got right back on it. May have gained one or two on the fumble, but boy, we have seen three fumbles early in this game, the first quarter here. And Sheraton luckily falls on that. The center tonight for the Chargers, Ethan Curnew. That guard, Trevin Nance and Hunter Miller. Your tackles tonight, Chase Altenhoffen and Evan Havoc. 2nd and 17, ball on the 18-yard line. Wide receivers, two to the short side of the field, two to the long side. The give is to Derek Lang on the jet sweep. He tries to get to the corner. He's going to pick up two or three before he's taken down by number 11. Brad Irwin on the stop. Nice job by the quarterback coming up and making that stop. And Derek will pick up 3 to 4 yards on that. And the Chargers are faced now with a second and long. Excuse me, I thought it was third down. It is second down.
14 yards to go from the 15.
Quinn Storm back in the shotgun formation. Sanders behind him. He's got T.J. Hawkinson this side. And Derek Lang to the wide side. Back to pass is Quinn. He's looking at T.J. Hawkinson. In the end zone, T.J. Hawkinson, touchdown, Chargers! No penalty flags. Quinn Storm to T.J. Hawkinson. And they've connected for the first time in 2014 for 6. Great drop back pass by Quinn Storm, who found T.J. Hawkinson in the end zone. And the Chargers score on the Centerville miscue. 6-0 is our score. Boy, a great way to start. After a costly holding penalty, the Chargers are able to score 6. Storm to Hawkinson. 6-0 is our score. And Derek Lang now lines up for the extra point. The snap is down. The kick is up. It's on its way. And it is good. T.J. Hawkinson, the All-State tight end, catches his first catch of the season. Last year, he led all of Class 3A in receptions and receiving with 60 receptions and 931 yards. his first one of the season is a big one. I want to thank our sponsors of Sheridan Charger Football, Hammer Medical Supply. They're going to deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. That's Hammer Medical Supply on the east side of the Sheridan Square. 9:07 to play here in the first quarter. Paul Johnson Field in Centerville. The Chargers have struck early. 7-0 is our score. This is the 68th meeting between these two schools. The first meeting came back in 1917, and that game ended in a 6-6 tie. Centerville does lead the overall series, 37 wins to Sheridan's 31 wins. The last time these two teams played each other was in 2010, and the score of that game, Sheridan 70, Centerville 7, not a misprint. The most high-scoring game in the series, obviously, Sheridan 70 and Centerville 7. So Kirby Stevenson lines up to kick off here. Sheridan in their white pants, their white jerseys, and their white helmets, and Centerville in their black pants, their red jerseys, and their silver helmets. Stevenson kicks off into the west, and Centerville will bring it right to left here. And there's a run-up in the kick. Footing is an issue tonight on every aspect of this field. That ball was fielded by Centerville, an up man, and he eludes one tackle, but he's going to be brought down about the 34-yard line, and brought down is number 34.
Briar Callen on the kickoff return
for the Big Red. So, Centerville, let's go through their starting lineup. Here are the starting lineups for the Big Red. At quarterback, Tate Felton, 6'3", junior quarterback. At tailback, Taylor Misitich. At wingback, Graydon Schmidt, their leading receiver from a year ago. At fullback, Briar Cowan. At split end, Hunter Cowan. At split end, Brad Irwin. The center tonight, Blake Dabney. The guards, Carson Gonnerman, Brett Bauman. And your tackles tonight for the Big Red, Cole Alexander and Daniel Harris. Here's first and 10. Tate Felton under center this time. Gives to the second man through. And that's Misitich. And Misitich is going to bring the ball up about 3 yards before he's brought down about the 40-yard line. Aaron Kane on the snap for the Chargers. Just a beautiful night here at Paul Johnson Field. As we said earlier, rain clouds moving through. And a beautiful sky as the sun sets in the west. Second and 7 from the 40-yard line. And Tate Felton is now under center. Here's the turn and the give. And this is to the second man through, number 23. He's going to skip. He's got a first down. He's still on his feet. He crosses midfield into Charger territory at about the 48-yard line. That's Graydon Schmidt. That's their leading receiver from a year ago. And he picks up the first down for the Big Red. The Chargers had it sniffed out pretty well. They just did not do a good job of tackling there. And Centerville is going to pick up the first down. Centerville graduated 15 seniors from a year ago, so a lot of holes, a lot of question marks on this team. Sheridan returns 6 starters on offense, 7 on defense. So a solid group for the Chargers coming back. And there's a false start on Centerville. That's going to back them up 5 yards back into their own territory.
False start penalty against the Big Red.
The field conditions, actually, a freshman game prior to this game was played, and honestly, it looks pretty good. Obviously, some wear and tear from that first game, and the field is soggy and wet. That first series for the Big Red, they did go some shotgun. But it looks like they've elected to go under center now. Felton under center again. Just a tight formation, a tight T formation in the backfield. Here's the turn and the give. This is to Misitich, who doesn't have much. He might get back to the line of scrimmage. The Chargers gobble him up. That's a swarm defense there. And it looks like led by number 23, Nick Ryan on the charge, the outside linebacker. And Quinn Storm helped to bring him down, too. Second and 15. Ball on the Centerville 47-yard line. If you're just joining us, 7-0 is our score. Quinn Storm to T.J. Hawkinson connected on a Centerville turnover, and 7-0 is our score. Felton back in the shotgun formation. He's got receivers to the far and the near side. That snap is low and fumbled. Felton luckily picks it up, but is lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. And once again, Centerville just having all sorts of problems getting that snap back to the quarterback. 6:58 left in the first quarter. 7-0 is our score. Centerville qualifier score, Class 3A playoffs last year, moved to Class 2A because of an enrollment decline. The Chargers still in that Class 3A class, and the Chargers are looking to get back to the state playoffs for the first time in 2006. Just narrowly missed it last year, and hoping for great things this year. Felton under center this time. Third and 15 from the 47. Felton back to pass. And he's got all sorts of pressure. That pass is completed. And it's going to be a first down all the way down to the Charger 35-yard line. Completed to Connor Schooley. Just a little fake handoff. And he rolled out and found Schooley on that out pattern. Nice play by the Big Red, and they pick up the first down and extend the drive. So the Charger defense does its job there, just can't get to the receiver there in time. He was covered. A great throw by Felton, and Centerville picks up the first down. First and 10 from the 36. Felton now under center. Misicic is in the backfield. This pitch is actually... actually, to Schmidt. Excuse me.
Number 23, Graydon Schmidt, tackle of the play. Number.
And he's going to actually lose a yard on that play. Be second and 11. All back at the 37-yard line. The Chargers are doing a good job of getting an initial push off the line. And with these field conditions, Centerville really having a hard time cutting and deciding to go to different holes or different locations. They're really having a hard time with that field condition tonight. Felton this time is he's going to go under center now. Misicic, the lone running back. He's got receivers to the far right and the far left. Here's the snap and another flag. This is going to be a false start, I believe, on Centerville once again. And move him back five more.
That's a 5-year penalty.
And Hanson's Iowa Realty, when you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all Charger athletics. And on second and 16, flags fly once again. Another false start on the Big Red, who just looks like they can't seem to get the snap count right. I think originally they would love to go shotgun, but they have not had good luck getting that ball back to Felton. So really they're kicking themselves in the foot right here. It's now second and 21. Ball is back at the 47-yard line. Centerville heading into that east end zone. And here we go. Felton is under center. He's got receivers to the far side and the near side. Fumbled snap again, but he recovers, and he's going to be sacked. Cody Stevenson on the sack for the Chargers. Back to the 49-yard line of Centerville. A big, big sack by Cody Stevenson there on Felton. Third down in the country mile now for the Big Red. We'll see what they elect to do here. Not having much luck with footing or with running. They connected on a long pass pattern, and you got to believe that the Charger coaches are over there, and yep, there we go. Coach Lee Kane is telling his D-backs, he's telling them exactly what to look for here. Felton is going to be under center. Misicic is the lone running back. He's got trips to the far side of the field. Long snap count, he's back to pass. A lot of pressure, hits the screen, and the screen is actually close to being intercepted, but it's incomplete. Chargers got through, it was clearly a screen, and the pass was over the head of Misicic, his intended receiver, and that'll bring up fourth down, fourth and 24, ball on the Centerville 49-yard line. So the Chargers look like they're going to get it back here. Back to punt for the Big Red is Hunter Maddie, and back to receive for the Chargers is the ever-dangerous Derek Lang. Dylan Sanders also back for the Chargers. Here's the snap. It's a good snap. Here's the kick from the right-footed kicker, and it's going to go to Sanders, who calls for a fair catch. He drops it, picks it up, and the Chargers are going to take over at the 16-yard line.
Baltimore near the 17-yard line.
Defensive starters for the Big Reds tonight. At defensive end, Connor Scully. Defensive tackle, Colton DeVore. Nose tackle, Jacob Hargrave. Defensive end, Tate Felton. Linebackers, Michael Cope, Hunter Matty, and Brett Bauman. And Byer Callen. Cornerback, Graydon Schmidt. Free safety, Hunter Callen. And cornerback, Brad Irwin. Here we go, first and 10 from the 16-yard line. Quinn Storm is back in the shotgun formation. He's got twins to his right, one single slot receiver to the top side of the field. And nobody's in motion here. Here's the snap, and here's a little give, a delayed handoff to Dylan Sanders, who might get back to the line of scrimmage. That was kind of a delayed draw there for Sanders, who just couldn't get to the outside. Sanders, a very quick back, but again, footing an issue tonight. Couldn't get to the outside, and no gain on the play. So second and 10, ball on the 17-yard line. And if you're just joining us, so far so good for the white team. 3:25 left to go in the game, in the first quarter, and 7-0 is our score. Man in motion is Derek Lang. The fake to Derek Lang, and Quinn's going to keep it himself and bring it up to the 20-yard line. That little fake check sweep. The fake give to Derek Lang, and Storm kept it and picked up 3 or 4. A lot of options on offense this year for the Chargers. Very talented skill position players. On a field like this tonight, though, some of those are equalized, and you can't get good footing. Big down here for the Chargers, 3rd and 7. Big down here for the Big Red here, because they'd like to get a stop and get the ball back. Quinn Storm back in the shotgun. Sanders behind him. On this side, we have Hawkinson and Lang. Look out, Hawkinson has been dangerous already. Here's the look at Hawkinson, and that ball is knocked down. The pass was going to Hawkinson, who was open on a little slant pattern. But the lineman did a good job just getting his hand up, and he knocked the ball down. And so fourth down comes up for the Chargers, and they're going to be forced to punt. Charlie Palmer, the punter for the Chargers now. And these are situations where it's really important to get a good snap, a good handle, and a good punt. The long flat snapper tonight for the Chargers is Bradley Kretzinger. Charlie Palmer back to snap, and Graydon Schmidt waiting at the 50-yard line. Here's the snap. It's a good one. Palmer fields it, punts it. It's a good punt, and Schmidt has to backpedal all the way back to his 40-yard line. He receives it to 40, brings it up to the 50. Across the field, he's got an open room. He's got some open room. Aaron Kane is going to wrap him up and bring him down at the 32-yard line. A great return by Graydon Schmidt down to the Chargers 30. However, there is a penalty flag, and this one might come back. We'll see what the stripes call here. A nice job by Schmidt fielding and a cut across the field and had some open running spaces, but we'll see if that was impeded by and a push in the back against the Big Red will move that back. That penalty marker is spotted about the 37-yard line. I believe that is a 10-yard penalty from that spot. So we'll see. That ball should be moved back to approximately the 47-yard line. And that's where Centerville will take over. Still very pretty good field position for the Big Red here as they look to dent the scoreboard in 2014. 7-0 is our score here. Paul Johnson Field in Centerville. 2:20 left to go in the first quarter of play. The 2014 curtain raiser between the South Central Conference foes, Chargers from Sheraton, and the Big Red of Centerville. Felton walks up to the line. They're going to be in a tight formation here. Two running backs, one fullback in the backfield. No receiver split. Here's the turn and the gift to the first man through. That's the fullback, number 35. He's going to gain maybe one or two before a host of Chargers bring him down. That's Jacob Hargrave. Just a quick give right there to the fullback. The Chargers do a nice job of bottling that up. Maybe a gain of three there.
Centerville tackle.
Charger defenders tonight. Linebackers are Bradley Kretzinger, Nick Ryan, Chase Altenhoff, and your ends are Charlie Palmer and Cody Stevenson. Your tackles are Tim Good and Jacob Cohen. Your corners, Aaron Kane and Derek Lang, and your safeties, TJ Hawkinson and Quinn Storm. 2nd and 7 now, Felton in the same formation. It's a tight I formation. No receiver split right or left. Here's the turn and the give to the second man through Misitich. Misitich keeps his legs moving. And down to about the 40-yard line of the Chargers. So they'll bring up a 3rd and short, 3rd and about 4 yards. This is a huge down. I got to believe that Centerville probably goes for this. If they don't get it, this is probably two down territory. But we'll see what they elect to do.
Third down, 4 yards to go for the Sheraton 41.
A lot of great area games as the high school football season is underway. One of the most spectacular times of the year to be involved in high school athletics. Felton under center, tie-dye formation again. And some shifting occurs, and there's a flag. And that'll come back five. Looks like they had another false start. And that, boy, that just hurts Centerville. On the third and short, that now becomes third and long, third and eight. Some area games that we look forward to tonight besides the one right here at Paul Johnson Field, where the Chargers currently lead 7-0. Wayne and Ankeny Christian on the way down here tonight. I had a chance to stop by Wayne's brand new facility, which is a beautiful facility. Congratulations to the community of Wayne for that beautiful football field and that complex. They host Ankeny Christian, Albia and Mount Air up in Albia. That's going to be a dandy of a game. I can't wait to see the scores from that. Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Pekin. Fairfield and Davis County, whose Chargers opponent next week is Davis County. Lone Tree, North Mahaska, Oski and Winterset. Just a few of the area games that Thunder Country has on one of their stations tonight. Here's Felton now with trips to the far side of the field. He's back to pass. It's another screen. This one's tipped, but it's actually caught. It's caught and completed. He's going to fumble the ball out of bounds, though. And takes it back to the 45-yard line of the Chargers. That was a screen. I don't believe it was to go to him. Hunter Cowan actually was the receiver of that. The ball was tipped. Another screen pattern, and the Chargers got through, got their hands up, which is what you need to do in a screen. Tipped the ball. Cowan caught it, and it looks like Centerville is going to choose to punt again. Hunter Maddie back to punt, and this time the Chargers just have one back, Derek Lang. There's the snap. And it looks like maybe the Chargers were drawn offside now. A lot of penalty flags here early in the game.
Number 37, Derek Lane.
And, yes, an encroachment penalty against the Chargers. We'll see if Centerville elects to punt once again. That's going to move it closer to, that's going to be about fourth down and four, a long four. Centerville still lined up in that punt formation. Derek Lang, the lone back, to receive this punt for the Chargers. Here's the snap. He fields it cleanly, punts it, a right-footed punter, and that's going to go into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback for the Chargers. So the Chargers are on offense once again, trying to extend their 7-0 lead here in Centerville. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. So far, just one really big play in the game, the 17-yard pass, touchdown pass to All-State tight end T.J. Hawkinson. That's our only score. Here's Derek Lang in motion. He's going to fake and give us to Dylan Sanders, who is going to lose maybe one or two. The Chargers running Derek Lang on that. He goes in motion, runs to the far side of the field. They fake the handoff to Derek and give it to Dylan Sanders, who runs right into a center of a defender. And that is the end of the first quarter here. The 2014 season is underway. The Chargers of Sheraton 7, the Big Red of Centerville 0. KIIC Radio. You're listening to KIIC Radio. .2, the Sheraton station. A lot of games being broadcast tonight, and we look forward to those games coming in. Pick up the Thunderbolt app if you can. You're going to get live scores and live reports from every single game around the area, from Eddyville to Albia to Wayne. The list goes on and on, folks. Get that Thunderbolt app and listen and stay connected and know what's going on out there. One station, that's KIIC Radio. So we'll flip sides of the field. And the Chargers will now move from west to east and head towards the school here. Lakeview Elementary, the Paul Johnson Field is situated at the Lakeview Elementary complex here. A beautiful complex down here in Centerville, just on the south side of town. And the Chargers will be looking at second down, approximately 12 here. Sanders actually lost 2 yards on that first down carry. talking with Coach Smizer and Coach Snook and some of the other coaches. Obviously, they wanted to really be able to come out and run the ball. And, you know, I think both sides are seeing it right now, both sides with the field conditions the way that they are. That's a struggle for both sides. You know, big plays are going to be important tonight. So far, Sheraton with that one big play has been the difference. Otherwise, it's been it's kind of just been back and forth, kind of an ugly first quarter here. Chargers looking to get something going here as we begin the second quarter. Another one of our proud sponsors, Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by NCUA. And Quinn Storm drops back and passes that one. It's complete to T.J. Hawkinson, who picks up about 8 yards. And that tackle by Briar Cowan, the cornerback out there for the Big Red. T.J. Hawkinson, 6'6", about 185 pounds, 190 pounds. He is a load. And very difficult for smaller cornerbacks to cover Hawkinson, who is a good runner, good athlete, good jumper. And so far, the Chargers have connected with him twice. So third and about 6, a big down for the Chargers. And Quinn Storm is back in shotgun formation, one receiver right, one receiver left. And there is the turn and the fake handoff. Quinn rolls out, throws, and that one is just dropped. It looks like that was intended for Charlie Palmer. And hard to see, it may have gone just right through his hand. So fourth down and 6. And the Chargers, deep in their own territory, will be forced to punt here to the Big Red. Charlie Palmer back to punt. And Graydon Schmidt, who had a nice return last time, dangerous return man, stands at the 40. Again, the snap and the punt is ever so crucial here on a wet field. Here's the snap and the punt, and it's a low liner. Schmidt calls for a fair catch. And catches it at the 45-yard line, a low line drive, and that's a very good catch by Graydon Schmidt. That is not an easy position to be in. A line drive punt caught by Graydon Schmidt, and the Centerville Big Red once again have very good field position. In fact, if you look at the first quarter, I'd say they win the battle on field position thus far. They're going to start on their own 45-yard line. The Big Red hoping to get something going. Multiple penalties here. In the first half, have really stalled a lot of their drives. They've had a couple nice plays, a couple nice pass patterns completed, but they've kind of had some miscues on their own part. Felton under center. He's got one receiver right, one receiver left, and two backs in the backfield. Misetich, the far back. Here's the turn and the give to Misetich, who tries to scamper and is actually going to be dropped for a loss there by number 63. That's Tim Good. Nice job by Timmy Good getting through the line. Misetich tried to cut, and once again, we're seeing the effects of this field position or the field conditions play a big part. A loss of, they're going to give him a loss of 1, so second down and 11 now. Nice crowd here, Paul Johnson Field, Centerville coming out in full force and looking across the way here, looking off into the south. The Chargers of Sheraton travel very well. And so far, so good. 10:30 to go in the first half. 7-0 is our score. Felton under center. He's got receivers right and receivers left. Misetich in the backfield. Here's the turn, the fake. And he's going to be sacked and fumbled. The ball is fumbled. And Cody Stevenson's on it. The Chargers have recovered another fumble. Felton back to pass and was blindsided by the backside defensive end. The backside defensive end with that big hit. I believe that was Charlie Palmer with the hit. Cody Stevenson recovers, and the Chargers once again have cashed in on a Centerville turnover and have the ball first and 10 at the Centerville 32-yard line. Let's see if they can take advantage of the Centerville miscue here. They've got trips to the right and one receiver to the left. Here's the turn. There's the little give to Hawkinson, who catches and is going to gain about 3 or 4. That's a nice little pitch-out pass almost, the equivalent of a sweep pattern if you were to run a sweep. They got the ball out. Quinn just turned left, and just kind of flipped it out to T.J. Hockenson, who had a couple of blockers in front of him, and a nice little pickup on first down. Safe little pass pattern. Second and about six now for the Chargers. They've got twins to the high side, and one receiver down here is Cody Stevenson on the far side, on the near side. Here's Dylan Sanders, who's going to have first down yardage as he scampers down to about the 28-yard line. Nice run by Dylan Sanders, and a great hold by the Charger offense that time. Sanders didn't have time to dance. He saw that hole and just squirted through there and picked up about 10 yards. By far the best Charger run of the early season, and we hope many more for that young man. Just a great kid, great speed, and they're expecting big things out of him. Twins to the top side. Quinn is in the shotgun. Here's Derek Lang, who comes in motion. The fade gives to him, and Dylan Sanders gets the carry and gets back to the line of scrimmage. Very hard to follow the ball as there's a lot of moving parts with this offense. Coach Kurt Schmeiser, in the second year of this brand-new offense, really, we saw a lot of great things last year. The first year, it's always difficult to pick up a brand-new offense in year one, and we certainly hope to see greater things out of this offense this year. A lot more complexity, a lot more options with this offense in year two. Trips to the far side, and Cody Stevenson is the lone receiver to the near side. Here's the foot out to Dylan Sanders on the sweep. Again, he tries to cut. He's going to pick up positive yardage, actually. Nice job by Sanders, who could have fallen in the backfield for a loss, but kind of put his hand down to keep his balance and just picked up as many positive yards as he could. Be about third and five from the 19. The Chargers are in two-down territory here, so we'll see what Coach Chris Meiser, Coach Josh Nook dial up here, knowing that you've probably got two downs to get 5 yards. And actually, we're going to have a timeout on the field. Looks like Centerville has taken a timeout. So 8:10 left to go in the first half. 7-0 is our score here at Paul Johnson Field. The Chargers cashed in on a 17-yard pass, touchdown pass, Quinstorm to T.J. Hockenson early in the game, and the Chargers are knocking once again, looking to add more to this lead. A proud member of the Sheraton community and proud sponsor of Charger Athletics is Johnson Machine Works. Your employee owns Sheraton Hy-Vee. They have weekly grocery specials to help make you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheraton. They're also a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC. So maybe a little bit of just a gasser here. Early in the season, boy, you know, all the preseason conditioning and everything, you know, you can try to simulate it, but the first night of competition really tells a lot. It's a bit humid tonight here in Centerville. That rain moving through, and maybe just a little breather there for the Big Red, who have been on defense quite a bit here in this first half. Both of these teams familiar with one another, but haven't played since 2010. Sheraton won that meeting, as you were listening earlier, 70-7. I'm going to say we're not going to get to that score tonight, but so far so good for the white team. Here is Quinn Storm. Derek Lang goes in motion to the far side. Quinn back to pass. He's looking for Hockenson in the end zone. Hockenson has a man. He sprawls out, tries to make the catch, has a great effort. The ball was a pretty ball by Quinn Storm thrown into the end zone. He threw that where only T.J. Hockenson was going to get it, and he nearly did grab it. If you watch much Sheraton football, you know you get anything close to number 38, T.J. Hockenson, and usually that's a caught pass. T.J. made a great effort there, and it just a little bit out of his reach. So the Chargers took a chance with the aerial pursuit there, fourth and five now, ball at the 15-yard line. Chargers obviously going for it. They've got receivers to the near side. One receiver to the far side is Derek Lang. Here's the fake. Quinn rolls out. He's got some room to run, but he throws over the head of Derek Lang, who is wide open in the end zone. Quinn Storm rolled out to his left, had lots of running room. Derek Lang was wide open in the end zone, and just Quinn planted his foot and threw a little high there. That was a sure six for the Chargers if that had been a little lower. Not sure. It looked like Quinn may have been able to run for the first down, but, boy, when you see somebody wide open in the end zone, not a bad decision by the senior quarterback. So the Chargers don't cash in on that turnover. And 7:58 left to go in the first half, and the Big Red looked to get something going. Deep in their own territory, and Felton is under center. Missed a pitch to the lone running back. Here's the snap, and a little counter sweep to the near side, and that's going to get to Schmidt. Schmidt got the first down, and then some, up to about the 30-yard line. A nice play by the Big Red, a little misdirection play. Looks like a counter jet sweep. And Graydon Schmidt, who looks to be maybe one of their speedier athletes, picks up about 15 yards, brings it up to the 30-yard line. Nice job by the Chargers secondary, just making sure they wrap up and pursue there. You do not want to give him any space. He looks to be very quick. And a gain of 15 will move the chains and give Centerville some momentum here. Centerville heading into the west end zone here. And Felton under center at the turn. And here's the misdirection the other direction. To number 24, this isn't Graydon Schmidt. Great open field tackle by Quinn Storm on the far side of the field. Tackles Briar Cowan. That was the same exact play, just run to the opposite side with a different recipient of the run there. But Quinn Storm stayed home. He came up and he made a great open field tackle. Had Quinn not made that tackle, we don't know what might happen on the far side of the field. He may still be running here. So he picks up only two, and second down and 8 now for the Big Red. Clock is running. 6:48 left to go in the first half of play here in Centerville. Centerville, Class 2A, District 7. Sheraton, Class 3A, District 7. South Central Conference foes. Here's the snap. It looked like maybe some false start or movement, but no penalty flag thrown there. An awkward-looking play to Misicic. Misicic might pick up a half yard on that play. And third and 7 now, so big down for both teams. The Chargers would love to stop them here and get pretty good field position again, and the Centerville would love to extend the drive, obviously. And Centerville actually going to take another timeout here and talk things over. This is a big down. Third and 8 now, they're going to call it, with 6:10 left to go in the second quarter. Did you know KIIC Radio's recently switched to Windstream for Business? A new bundle package that includes free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all of those options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Again, call Danielle at 641-888-0134.
After the Centerville timeout, third down and 8 yards to go.
So third down and 8, big down for both teams here. Felton under center. And here's the fake. He's back to pass. Felton still looking. He's coming to the near side. He's got lots of room. And he's going to be dropped. Just a shoestring tackle that time made by linebacker Nick Ryan. Felton will get up to the 35-yard line, but that's not going to be near enough for the first down. And that'll bring a fourth down for the Big Red, and they'll be forced to punt. He had lots of room. And Nick Ryan, the outside linebacker, does a nice job coming up, staying low, and just making sure he trips him up there. Hunter Matty back to punt once again. And Derek Lang and Dylan Sanders back to receive. Here's the snap. The punt is away. It's a good one. And Sanders backpedals back to the 25-yard line. And he goes to the far side of the field. Tries to cut up to the 35. And now it's pushed back to the 30. So the Chargers will take over. First and 10, ball at the 33-yard line.
45-yard punt.
I think on a night like tonight, that's the job I would want the least is a punt returner. So far, both punt returning teams have done a nice job. Dylan Sanders does a nice job fielding a wobbly kick and brings it forward for about 8 yards. So the Chargers start once again trying to sustain a long drive. two turnovers. They'd had it in Centerville territory. One time they hit pay dirt with T.J. Hockenson, and one time they were stalled at the 15-yard line. Quinn Storm back in the shotgun formation. Derek Lang comes in motion. They give it to Derek Lang, who has room around the left side. Stutter steps up to the 35. Stiff arms up to the 40. Stutter steps back, cuts back, up to the 45. Derek will stay on his feet up to the 48-yard line. Derek Lang, a nice run by Derek Lang on the jet sweep to the near side.
Derek Lang on the carry.
And about a 15, 17-yard run. Scampering feet of Derek Lang changed direction, and Centerville had a couple of Centerville defenders on the floor, on the ground, and Derek was able to get up to about the 48-yard line. Not a lot of cutting happens. That Derek proved me wrong there. He was able to cut multiple times there. So Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Derek Lang comes in motion. Here's the give to the second man through. That's Dylan Sanders. Still on his feet. He gets twisted around. Still on his feet. Down to the Centerville 40-yard line. A huge hole by that Charger offensive line. Hunter Cowan on the stop. Dylan Sanders took the handoff. He got spun around 360, but those feet keep moving. And what a great attribute by a running back. Spun around, the feet still move forward, and he falls forward for about two to three more. That's about a 13-yard run. And down to the 42-yard line, Quinn Storm back in the shotgun formation. The turn, here's the quick pass out to Lang. And it goes through Lang's hands.
Incomplete.
And Coach Smith not very happy with Derek there. Yes, the field is wet. Yes, the football is wet. Sheridan's got to have that catch. Derek's got to have that catch, and he knows it. And certainly had room at the far room to run on the far side of the field. 4:48 left to go in the first half. The Chargers would love nothing more than to score here, get the opening kickoff in the second half, and punch it in again. Quinn Storm back in the shotgun. Sanders is right behind him. Here's the give to Lang on the jet sweep, and he tries to cut, falls down this time. And he's actually going to lose two or three. That's the same play they ran a couple plays ago. This time the cutting wasn't there for Lang. Some of the Centerville fans here pretty adamant that he was down, and Derek fell down, and Derek got back up and acted like he was still running, and obviously he's down on contact with the ground. So third and 12 now. The drive kind of stalling out here, and the Chargers hope to extend it. Hockenson is the receiver to the near side of the field. Lang is the receiver at the far side. They're looking to Lang. The pass is up to Lang. And he's got him. Lang's got it. First down at the 30-yard line, the 20-yard line, rather. Quinn Storm back to pass and throws a complete pass to Derek Lang down to the 20-yard line. He makes up for the missed pass he missed just a couple of plays ago. And the Chargers now continue to move. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Down at the 20-yard line now, the Chargers quick up to the line. Quinn Storm back in the shotgun formation. Low snap, and it's through his legs. Sanders recovers, and he's going to pick it up and run. And actually, he's going to get it back to the line of scrimmage. Actually, he's going to pick up two or three. Fumbles the ball. And Centerville's on it. Centerville is on it. Oh, my. Just a crazy play. A snap through the leg of Quinn Storm and through Dylan Sanders. Sanders picks it up, runs to the near side, actually gains yardage on the play after nearly running almost 15 yards just to get back to the line of scrimmage. And just popped out on the near sideline right about the 18-yard line. And boy, oh boy, that hurts. Going in to score, and the Centerville Big Red now take over. First and 10 at the 18-yard line. Centerville desperately needed that as they were on their heels there. The Chargers were looking to score once again before going in at halftime. 3:44 left to go in the first half. 7-0 our score here at Paul Johnson Field. Here's the give to the first man through, who's actually going to lose yardage. He's gang tackled back at about the 10-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. But that's about it.
Briar Cowan on the carry.
Briar Cowan on the carry. Not a very big kid. And not a very big hole there. The Chargers do a nice job of getting through. I think Centerville really would love to be able to drop back to pass, but every time Felton has dropped back to pass tonight, those white jerseys have been in his face. The Chargers have done a nice job of getting through that Centerville offensive line. No gain on the play for Cowan. Second and 10 now. Felton still under center. He's got trips to the far side of the field. One receiver to the near side. Felton back to pass. He's got time this time. It's a screen. And that's a low throw. And that's incomplete. The pass was to
incomplete pass.
Cowan once again.
Receiver number 23, Graydon Schmidt.
Schmidt this time. And the Chargers get through. They get their hands up. And I think that may have forced Felton kind of have to throw that one sidearm just to get it around the Chargers defenders. And that one went into the ground. So 3rd and 10, ball on the 19-yard line. And, boy, the Chargers get another stop here. You still have plenty of time to get another score before halftime. Look pass, look anything fancy here for the Charger defense here. Look for that little counter sweep. And we'll see what Fennibel chooses to do here. Big down here. Chargers in that 4-3 defense. Felton under center. Here's the little jet sweep to the near side. It's exactly what they ran to Schmidt. Schmidt still on his feet. Gets up to the 25-yard line, but that's all. Centerville's going to be short. Going to be fourth down and about 5 yards to go. Sheraton wisely takes a timeout, trying to preserve as much time on the clock. 2:44 left to go in the first half. Nice job by the Chargers defense, kind of knowing that was coming. It looks like the end on this side. Wasn't fooled at all. Schmidt gained positive yardage a few plays ago with that, and the Chargers have defended that very nicely since. Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store and Homemade Candy, they're a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Athletics and Sheraton Charger Football. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship it anywhere in the world. Piper's for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts are made daily in an old-fashioned grocery store. They're a proud sponsor and supporter of the Sheraton Chargers. Looking forward to the end of the third quarter. They've announced that a fundraiser here in Centerville. They're going to allow one fan the chance to kick a 35-yard field goal for a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree to a local furniture store. So be with us here in the second half. One lucky fan, I don't know if you call him lucky on a night like tonight with field conditions like this, a 35-yard field goal, chance to win $5,000 at the end of the third quarter. Here is the punt. Sanders fields it at the 40. He's got room to the far side. He has blockers in front of him. But, boy, the Chargers don't pick up the blocks very well there. They had a great wall set up on the far side. Chargers were back to block that. But number 40 for the Big Red, Trey Reinhardt, sweeps through and drops Dylan Sanders at about the 38-yard line. So Sanders actually lost a couple after fielding at the 40-yard line. 2:32 left to go in the first half. 7-0 our score here in Centerville. The 2014 curtain raiser between the Chargers and the Big Red. We'll see what the Chargers elect to do here. You don't want to turn the ball over here, but you have plenty of time to score again. Quinn Storm back in the shotgun formation. Dylan Sanders, the lone back behind him. Charlie Palmer is the receiver to the near side, and Derek Lang, the receiver to the far side. Back to pass is Quinn Storm. He's got lots of time. Wow. Holy cow, lots of time. Still on his feet, dancing. Now he's going to run with it. He's got some running room. He slips. He's still going to pick up positive yardage, probably about a 6 or 7 yard run. He had all kinds of time there. The Charger offensive line doing a great job keeping Centerville back. And just couldn't find an open receiver there. And a good decision by Quinn to tuck it and run and get what he can. A gain of 6 brings up 2nd and 4. Balls on the 37-yard line now. Actually, excuse me, that's the 44-yard line. Derek Lang comes in motion. Here's the jet sweep, and Derek has it. And trying to get to the outside, now cuts back, looks for a gap, dances a little bit, and actually is only going to pick up 1 or 2. I'm sure the coaches are going to talk about this at halftime, but at times the Chargers just need to take what they can get. Derek Lang got the ball on the jet sweep, and again, a different night, different field. Maybe you can cut back, take what you can get there. I think he may have had the first down had he kept coming, but he tried to cut it back, and in cutting back, he got the grain, the flow of the Centerville defense, and only picked up 1 yard. They're going to give him 2, actually. 32 from the 45. Ball on the near hash mark. Lying in motion again to the near side. Ball snapped, and penalty markers are going to come out. This is going to go against the Chargers, I believe. Snap infraction by the center, Ethan Canute, I believe.
False start penalty against
Chargers. A false start against the Chargers is going to move it back 5 yards. So a 3rd and 2 now becomes a 3rd and 7. And that certainly changes the play, I'm sure, by Coach Kurt Smizer. 1:14 to go in the first half. This is a dangerous spot to be in here, depending on what you're going to call. You obviously don't want to fumble here. You don't want to turn the ball over. Quinn back in the shotgun formation. T.J. Hockenson, Derek Lang to the near side. The trips. Hockenson goes in motion this time. To the far side. Quinn back to pass. He's looking right. He's got Lang on the near side. Passes up and it's intercepted. Intercepted by number five, Hunter Callen, at the 35-yard line. Derek Lang was open. I think Quinn just kind of stumbled on the throw, underthrew the ball, and Callen was there for the interception. Well, a turnover is not what you wanted. It's not the worst-case scenario, though, however, as the ball is down to the 35-yard line with only 51.6 seconds to go in the first half. Sheraton, though, is going to have plenty to talk about at halftime, as will the Big Red of Centerville. Missed opportunities for the Chargers early in this game have kept it close. 7-0 is our score here in Centerville. We'll see what Centerville wants to do. Felton is actually back in the shotgun. He's got twins to the far side and twins to the near side. And Callen goes in motion to the far side. Here's the snap. It's fielded. And Felton back to pass. He's got to look at the middle of the field. He's got a receiver there, and it's nearly intercepted by T.J. Hockenson. Callen went in motion to the far side, and they were actually looking for him in the center of the field. Felton once again hit hard as he releases the ball. He's really not been comfortable back in the backfield. The Chargers have done a good job of getting pressure. And with 46.3 seconds to go, we'll see what the Big Red elect to do. Chargers lining up in a little looser coverage here. They don't want to give up a big play here. It's like a little nickel package here by the Chargers, possibly. Only one linebacker. And Felton in shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. And Felton slips and falls at the 34-yard line. Maybe a loss of one, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. The Chargers, I believe, call timeout here. Yeah, the Chargers are going to take a timeout here. It's going to be third and about 10 or 11 yards here. Really not a lot of time left in the half. But the Chargers, you never know what they elect to do on this third down possession. Could be important here. Chargers will have one timeout left if Centerville chooses to run the ball. They can call timeout and get the ball back on a punt return if they stop them here on third down. Sheraton football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed of the maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new Ford F-150 and Mustangs at Sheraton Ford at 124 South Main Street there in Sheraton. So here we go. We are back. 36.7 seconds left to go in the first half. If you're just joining us, it's been a floppy game, and boy, the first game of the season is not the season you want to ruin those white pants and white jerseys, Mom. The Tide with Bleach will be flying off the shelves at Hy-Vee this week. And Felton back to pass. He's looking left. He throws. This is going to be intercepted. Aaron Kane intercepts. He's back at the 45 of Centerville, still on the seat, down to the 37-yard line of the Big Red. Felton once again hit hard as he released it. I believe the Centerville Big Red receiver falls down, and Aaron Kane intercepts the ball, brings it back to the Centerville 37-yard line. So with 26.9 seconds to go, Centerville turns the ball over. That's the third turnover of the game. And the Chargers are going to have a couple of shots here at the end zone, I would say. One timeout left for the Chargers, so not necessarily something you have to go to the air here with. But we'll see what the Chargers and head coach Kurt Smizer choose to do. He's got twins to the near side of the field. That's Hockenson and Lang. Quinn Storm back in shotgun formation. Here's the snap. He's looking. He's going to pump fake. Now he's going to roll out left. He's looking at Lang. Lang's got it. Down to the 10. 5. Falls forward to the 3-yard line. First and goal for the Chargers. A beautiful play by the Chargers. A beautiful throw by Quinn Storm. And boy, they couldn't have drawn that up any better. Derek Lang almost into the end zone. It skipped up actually at the 40-yard line. And just a beautiful call. Quinn Storm takes the snap, pump fakes short to Hockenson, and goes deep to Lang. And the Chargers are going to take their third and final timeout. 17.4 seconds to go now. No timeouts left for the Chargers. You've got first and goal on the 5-yard line, the 4-yard line. Very interesting plays to come up here. We'll see what the Chargers do. With no timeouts left, a run here really doesn't do you much good unless you can get back to the line of scrimmage quickly, have the play set, and spike it. So I got to believe they're going to look at some type of rollout here, possibly giving Quinn Storm the option to run or to throw here. Maybe the Hawkinson on a rollout, maybe the Lang on a rollout. The Chargers, if they can give them some time, give them some options here, this is going to be an interesting 17.4. Boy, it would be great for the Chargers to score here. Centerville received the opening kickoff of the game, and so the Chargers will receive in the second half. If they can go into halftime with a 2-touchdown lead, that would be a huge benefit as we come back out to start the second half. We'll see what they elect to do. Kicking field goals tonight is Derek Lang, so that might be a possibility that Coach Smizer is talking about in the huddle too. If we try one or two passes, can't get it, do we elect to kick the field goal with Derek Lang? It's a short field right now, and the ball is spotted on the near hash here. Chargers heading into the east end zone here. Do they line up and run bang bang, or do they try to roll out and find the receiver? They've actually put a couple more seconds on the play clock. 20.1 seconds to go. And the Quinn Storm is in the shotgun formation. Derek Lang, the receiver, to the far side. Aaron Kane, the receiver, to the near side. T.J. Hawkinson, not on the field. T.J. Hawkinson lined up at the tight end position on the far side, the same side with Lang. Watch for the roll out there. Very common here, possibly, to see them run a cornerback off with Lang and kind of sneak Hawkinson underneath. If I was a betting man, I bet that's what we're doing here. We're going to roll to the right and look maybe possibly for Hawkinson on a little drop pattern. Here is the snap to Quinn Storm. And flags fly. Oh, no. Boy, we hope this is not against us. Oh, my. Offsides on Centerville. So half the distance to the goal line. Does that change the offensive play? Looks like Coach Smizer is content to run the same play here. So first and 5 becomes first and 2.5. Looks like the same formation here. Here's the snap to Quinn Storm. Rolls out right. Looks for Lang. He's still rolling out, still looking. Quinn Storm is going to keep it. And Quinn Storm gets out of bounds. A good play by Quinn Storm to get out of bounds. I don't think he gained any yardage, but he didn't lose any yardage either. That's exactly what the Chargers were looking to do. They kind of ran Lang across the field, across the end zone. They wanted to get Hawkinson on a little drag pattern there. Centerville did a nice job of defending that. Centerville also did a nice job of coming up and making a stop on Quinn Storm. Storm is an athletic quarterback. He can run with his feet, and we've seen that a little bit tonight. He can throw also, as he's had two long pass completions tonight. Here we go. First, second and 2. Ball on the 2. Snap back. Quinn looking right over the middle field. And Quinn's going to be sacked. Actually, they're going to say he got rid of the ball right as he was dropped. An incomplete pass pattern. An incomplete pass, rather. That was near intentional grounding.
Incomplete pass.
No flag. No flags on the field. And a lot of Centerville folks, I believe, feel the same way. So the Chargers dodge a bullet there. Third and 2. 5.5 seconds to go here. Ball is on the far side of the field now. And Twins left and Twins right. Quinn Storm looks, throws, and it's going to be intercepted. It's intercepted, and Eli runs it back for a touchdown. No time on the clock. Hunter Cowan to the 50. He's tackled at the 45. Oh, my goodness. Hunter Cowan intercepts the Quinn Storm pass in the end zone, nearly takes it to the house. Luckily for the Chargers, they tripped him up at the 45-yard line. Boy, that would have been a big swing in momentum as we head to halftime. But nevertheless, the Chargers get down inside the red zone and do not score once again. And we are done with one half of play here at Paul Johnson Field in Centerville. Thanks for joining us here on KIIC Station .2. We're going to send it back to the booth and take a little break. It's Sheraton 7, Centerville 0. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC, all the scores, one station.
High school marching band under the direction of Chip Capriccio and drum major. Senior Emily Steinbach and junior Katie Sharp. The flight corps is under the direction of Hannah Ray. Tonight, the CHS band will perform music from their field stage. The show opener, as well as Scarlet Black. Due to field conditions, the band will perform on the
35-yard line, and Derek Lang first down run of about 15 yards down to the 36-yard line on the jet sweep. And again, early in the game, Derek Lang tried to cut that and juke. That time, he just moved forward as much as he could. He had lots of room on that left side of the line. That's good blocking by the offensive line, Hunter Miller. And Evan Havoc on that side. So first and 10 at the 35-yard line. Chargers continue to move. The best drive of the night by far. Sanders to the left, near side. He's got lots of running room again, down to the 26-yard line. So another chunk of yardage there, possibly 8 yards there on first down. Nothing fancy here to begin the third quarter by the white team. 8:45 to go in the third quarter. 7-0 is our score. The Sheraton Chargers marching the best drive of the game by far. And if they can finish this drive, that'll be something they weren't able to do in the first half. Second and 2, ball on the 28-yard line. Quinn Storm in the shotgun, and Sanders behind him. Derek Lang to the near side. T.J. Hawkinson to the far side. Quinn Storm back to pass. Has an open receiver. And just outside the open arms of Aaron Kane, who's coming across the field on a drag pattern. Not a bad play call there. On second and short, you had Senator on their heels this entire drive. Thought they might try to mix it up there and catch Centerville off guard. He was open. Quinn just overshot his receiver just a little bit. So third and 2, ball on the 28. You're in four down territory here. And Quinn Storm in the shotgun. Cody Stevenson to his left. Dylan Sanders behind him. Charlie Palmer is the receiver to the far side. Here is the turn and the give to Sanders. And Sanders has the first down to the 22-yard line. So again, just patiently waiting for his blockers in front. That's not a fast-developing play, but I like what the Chargers are doing here.
Injury timeout.
And we've got an injured Big Red. Looks like just a cramp tonight. Again, you talk about the first game of the season, that all the conditioning in the world can try to prepare you for this, but a lot of conditions change as you enter that first game of the season. This is a non-conference game, although this is a South Central Conference rivalry game. You know, both teams, despite this not being a district game that counts for playoff bearing, you do want to get off to a great start, and the Chargers haven't gotten off to a 1-0 start for quite a while. These two teams, I did make a mistake in the first half. They did actually meet in 2011. The last five meetings, Centerville was actually won four of those last five meetings. The Chargers blew out the Big Red in 2010, 70-7. But in 2011, the Big Red did get revenge, winning that ball game by the score of 35-21. This is the 68th meeting, between the two schools. Centerville holding that 37-31 edge. Chargers like to notch one more win in the win column there. We want to thank our sponsors, Red Hall Realty. Check out all the listings at redhallrealty.com. They're proud supporters of Charger football. So another first down, compliments of junior tailback Dylan Sanders, part of a very talented junior class here that includes Derek Lang and Aaron Kane, DJ Hawkinson, Dylan Sanders, Nick Ryan, Chase Altenhoffen. A lot of those pieces from last year back. First and 10 at the 23. Same formation, Quinn in the shotgun, and turns, fakes the give to Sanders, rolls out left, has all kinds of room to run, throws, almost intercepted, and the throw is to T.J. Hawkinson. He couldn't connect. Quinn had a mile in front of him. I'm almost positive he could have ran for at least 10 yards there, but elected to stop, plant his feet, tried to connect with T.J. Hawkinson. And you can bet Centerville is doing what they can to try to take T.J. Hawkinson out of the game. He's a very dangerous weapon for the Chargers. Second and 10 at the 23, and here's where we've been in trouble in the game so far. All kinds of time we've been in the red zone, not able to cash in. Second and 10. We've got trips to the far side. Quinn Storm is back in the shotgun formation. Dylan Sanders behind him. Blows out to his right. Now it looks like he's just going to keep this all the way. Quinn Storm down to the 20-yard line. He's got to pick up 3 yards, but that's it. That may have been a designed run the entire way. They had trips to the far side of the field trying to maybe persuade Centerville that we were going that way. Quinn took the snap, actually ran to his right, which is the near side of the field, and only picked up 3. Nice job by Centerville there on the defense. So third and 7 now for the Chargers. Inside the 20, or right at the 20. Two down territory for the red, for the white. But boy, you'd like to extend the drive here. A high dose of Dylan Sanders here to start the second half with a lot of success. And it looks like Coach Kurt Smizer wants to talk about this. No official signal yet, but it looks like there's a timeout on the field.
On the field.
A lot of great games going on tonight. Albia and Mount Air getting the update off the Thunderbolt app. You can get that Thunderbolt app on your mobile device and update you all night long on all the area football games. Last time I checked, Albia up on Mount Air, and a good one there in Albia, 13-0. Sheriffton's opponent next week, Davis County, down 13-0 to Fairfield. Wayne breaking in their new stadium there, the Wayne Community Stadium. They're up big on Ankeny Christian, 42-7 in the third quarter. And Sadell, the opponent for the Chargers here 2 weeks from now, they are up on Clark of Osceola, 14-7. So again, the Thunderbolt app, get that on your mobile device, stay connected, know what's going on. The Thunderbolt app from Thunder Country. Third and 8 ball on the 20-yard line, 7-10 to go in the third quarter. We've got shotgun formation. Cody Stevenson actually goes in motion this time. It's a snap and it's fumbled. He picks it up. He's just going to turn and try to get what he can out of it. And he's going to be dropped for a loss, a big loss of about 7. And once again, miscues. I really hurt this drive. So a loss of 8 yards is going to make this third and 18, fourth and 18. And really, you're in a position where you've got to go for it here. Nothing to lose here by going for it. A punt does you no good, obviously. Fourth and 15 here. So we'll see what the Chargers have in their bag of tricks here. Something deep, look for Hawkinson, look for Lang. Hawkinson is the tight end now, and he's looking that way. Got time, throws over the middle to Hawkinson, who goes up and catches it, and the ball is completed down to the 6-yard line. It's enough for a first down. Oh, my. Well, there's his basketball skills. Once again, T.J. Hawkinson just amazes me and everyone here. Quinn Storm just basically turned and threw it up right in the middle of the field. T.J. Hawkinson probably had 4 to 5 defenders on him. He goes up high and snares it out of the sky. First and goal at the 7 now. Chargers need to punch this one in. Sanders around the right side dances and is going to get back to the original line of scrimmage again. So Centerville, boy, you don't have a lot of room. You really can compact everything in on defense when you're inside the 10. And he might get 1 yard. The clock is running here in the third quarter. The Chargers have totally dominated the third quarter here. In fact, Centerville's defense has got to be tired. In fact, looking at the huddle, got guys leaning over there. They're gassed. And the Chargers have had a healthy dose of Dylan Sanders in the running game here to start the third quarter. But we need to punch one in here. Twins right, twins left. Lang goes in motion to give this to Lang. Around the left side. He's got a little bit of room. Dances, and he's going to drop for a loss. Some awkward footing again, and he looked like he tried to cut, and you just cannot get a solid plant on this playing surface tonight. So on 2nd and 7, Lang is maybe going to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe lose a yard, and another player for Centerville down on the field with cramps. Want to thank some more of our sponsors, CNC Cycle. Make your farm chores easier with a new 4x4 ATV from CNC Cycle. They're the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC cycle on Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. I want to thank Hardee's as well. Your Sheraton Hardee's has a meal for anybody that's hungry. Get a cheeseburger or chicken sandwich with fries and a drink and a turnover for only $5. That's your Hardee's there on Court Avenue in Sheraton. I want to thank Grace Baptist Church. They're always proud supporters of the Sheraton Chargers, and they're proud supporters of Thunder Country KIIC. Kent Farm Management. They lead the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community, and they're proud to be a supporter of Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country.
After the injury,
so the clock continues to run now, just a little over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Third and eight, ball on the eight, and boy, the Chargers desperately want and need to punch another one in here. They do not want to come away empty-handed. They've almost driven 70 yards here and don't want to come away with nothing here. Gwynn Storm back to pass, looking right, looks that way, throws that way. T.J. Hawkins in the back, he ends up, and he comes down. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson! Oh, my! Gwynn Storm to T.J. Hawkinson for 8 yards. Again, throw it up, and he goes and gets it in the back corner of the end zone. An outstanding catch. A throw that Gwynn Storm makes that only T.J. Hawkinson can come down with. And T.J. Hawkinson connects with his second touchdown of the season. And totally backing up the All-State receiver from a year ago, proving off to a fast start again tonight. His second touchdown catch of the night. And quickly, it's 13-0 with an extra point coming from the foot of Derek Lang. The snap is down. The kick is up. It's on its way. It's long enough, and it's good enough. What a drive by the Chargers to start the third quarter. They show their strength on the foot, primarily of Dylan Sanders, who runs for multiple first downs in that drive. The drive caps off with a touchdown pass to T.J. Hawkinson, and T.J. Hawkinson with another important catch in that drive, kept the drive alive on a fourth and very long. And again, I think we're starting to see the goal of what the Chargers need to do here as far as run the ball possibly, and then when you get into a pickle and you need to throw it, just throw it up and let T.J. go get it. A lot better decision-making on that drive, I thought, by Gwynn Storm. And the Chargers really exerted their will and their strength and really the size difference tonight. We haven't really talked a lot about the size difference. The Chargers have controlled both sides of the ball tonight and really much bigger up front than Centerville. They've had lots of time on offense, and defensively they've been in the back field multiple times on the Big Red. So Cody Stevenson, with 4:50 to go in the third quarter, will kick off. Miss the pitch. And Graydon Schmidt are back deep, standing at their 10-yard line to receive this kick from Stevenson.
This kickoff is by number 34, Cody Stevenson.
Here is the run-up by Stevenson. And the kick is on its way. It's a short kick. The grounder that's fielded at the 15 by Schmidt, who tries to cut across the middle of the field, and he's going to be hit hard. Nice job by the coverage team of the Chargers there. And Alec Bergeret with the tackle, along with Nick Ryan. A nice job by the coverage team getting down there quickly. Schmidt picked it up, tried to come across the field, but really didn't have any room to run. So after a very long 80-yard drive to start the third quarter, the Charger defense now can dig in and try to get another three-and-out stop on the Big Red. Tate Felton still the quarterback for the Big Red. He is a big junior, 6'3", 212 pounds, but he has not had a lot of time to throw, not a lot of room to run. The Chargers have been, they've been harassing him tonight. And so we'll see if he can get something going for the Big Red, who now trail 14-0 midway through the third quarter. Felton in the shotgun formation. He's got receivers high, receivers low. Here's the give on the little misdirection play to Graydon Schmidt, and a great job by the tackle on the far side of the field. Actually, that's Cody. I believe it's Cody Curry.
About a 3-yard loss
on the
play. Second down and 13.
On the top. Wait, I think I can't see the number. I apologize. I don't believe it was Cody Curry. I can't see the number, though. That's Altenhofen on the stop. And this direction play, actually a good-looking play. Altenhofen stayed home and made the stop. Rather, I'm wrong again. It's Bradley Krutzinger. I cannot see the numbers to save my life right now. And those moms that are going to be watching these jerseys are going to probably be saying the same thing. And penalty flags here, is they've got penalty flags all over the place. That fumble is recovered at the 10-yard line by Centerville. Just an awkward-looking play. One of the Misicic went in motion, and I don't think he meant to. So illegal motion there, or a misdirection play, illegal shift, rather. And that will back him up 5. So 2nd and 12 becomes 2nd and 17 now. And the Charger defense can now dig their heels in and pin their ears back. Actually, the Chargers declined that penalty. I didn't know you could decline that. So it'll move back to the 10-yard line. That's a loss of 9. So it'll be 2nd and 22 now. So we'll see what the Big Red choose to do. Felton is in the shotgun formation. He's got a receiver to the high side, a receiver to the low side. That's Cowan. He's going to keep it all the way. Felton does, reverses the field. He's got the running room, but then he just drops the ball. It's still on the ground. The Chargers have it. I believe the Chargers have it. There's a scroll on the field, and the Chargers have it. Felton had running room, reversed the field, came back to the near side, wasn't touched. I believe it just came out of his hand. It just popped out of his hand. Aaron Kane, I believe, is the Charger that came away with the fumble recovery. And the Chargers are going to have great field position now off the Big Red turnover. The officials are lining up and talking about something. There was a flag on the play, but declined. I believe that was against Centerville. And the ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line. So Sheraton heading into that west end zone. Boy, you put another one in here late in the third quarter, you're in good shape. And Aaron Kane now, the quarterback for the Chargers. Derek Lang goes in motion. Here's the fake. Aaron Kane looking deep, throws it to Hawkinson, who jumps up. And, again, only where T.J. Hawkinson can get it. A little too high for T.J. Nice gesture by T.J. helping the defender out. T.J. knocked him over and extended the hand to help him back up. Good sign of sportsmanship. And second down and 10 now on the 20. So a change of quarterback here. Aaron Kane and Quinn Storm really have been fighting for that spot most of the preseason. And boy, what a weapon to be able to have two quarterbacks that are pretty much equally talented. And here's the give to Sanders, who looks to the left side, has lots of running room. Sanders, still on his feet, has the first down. Down to the end, still on his feet, 4-5. And he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Dylan Sanders around the left side. Evan Havoc and Hunter Miller, that big offensive line of the Chargers on the left side. And Dylan Sanders runs for 20 yards and the Charger touchdown. Wow. After a first half that was shaky, to say the least at times, the Chargers have come out and flexed their muscles here in the third quarter, capitalizing on a turnover there. And Dylan Sanders in for the Charger touchdown. Derek Lang's kick, point try after touchdown, is no good. It's wide to the left. But with 3:20 left to go in the third quarter, the score now is Sheraton 20, Centerville 0. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC. All the scores, one station. So Centerville will receive a kickoff again and go to work on offense once more. Centerville travels to Knoxville next week, one of Sheraton's district opponents, who's currently trailing Newton. Last time we checked, 13-7 was our last score of the Newton-Knoxville game. And still a lot of time here at Paul Johnson Field, especially with field conditions like this. You know, a slip here, slip there, and anything can happen. So the Chargers need to be aware, and I'm sure they are, and I'm sure the coaches are aware. This game is not over, but they'd like to get another three-and-out stop or another turnover here, score again. Centerville, on the other hand, they just want to get things figured out here. Really looking uncomfortable on offense at times. A lot of miscues, a lot of penalties, and some turnovers have really hurt the Big Red tonight. A lot of improvement always made between weeks one and two. That's any coach will tell you that. And they're hoping to get on the right page here with 3:20 left to go in the third quarter. Cody Stevenson's run up and kick is short. This one might go out of bounds on the far side. It does. So the penalty flag flies, and that ball will be spotted on the 35-yard line to start this drive.
Penalty against Sheridan. Cigarettes will take it over. First and 10.
And we'll see who comes out for quarterback this time. Actually, it looks like Centerville's going to change quarterbacks here. And Hunter Cowan, he is a 6'2" junior quarterback. Looks like he might be taking over snaps here. Not number five, I'm sorry. Number 10, Brett Kozlerich, the backup quarterback. He's a 6'1" sophomore, a tall kid. They're gonna try a quarterback change here. Felton just not looked comfortable, had a couple turnovers. And they're going to see what Kozlerich can do. Kozlerich back in the shotgun formation. He's got twins high, twins low. Here's the snap and the give to Misicic. Up the middle running, maybe 1 yard before Chase Aldhoff and bear hugs him and throws him to the mud. And the slow to get up is Chase Aldhoff, and actually still on his back. He made the tackle and just a bear hug tackle. Tim Good also in on that stop. And an injury timeout as Coach Smizer comes out. Boy, Chase Aldhoff, and this is one of your leaders on both sides of the ball, and we certainly hope this is not anything serious. His arms are moving. Looks like they're looking at his leg possibly, or maybe his chest, or maybe just a cramp. Trainer Nicole Messimer for the Chargers is out on the field also. Looks like she's working on his left leg, and looks like she might just be relieving some cramps. We certainly hope so. Chase Aldhoff, what a force to have on the both sides of the ball. He's 6'1", 205 pounds. He's just a junior. He's part of that talented junior class, and everybody on the far sideline kind of holding their breath right now. Right now, it looks like they're giving some attention to his right leg or right knee. Still on the ground. Sheraton Napa, we want to thank them for all their support. At your Sheraton Napa right now, oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming season with big savings at Sheraton Napa with the Napa know-how. And Chase Aldhoff on his feet, and he hobbles off the field. That's a good sign. Looks like he's walking. It looks like he's going to be all right. And a little bit of a sigh of relief on the visitor's side over there. Chase Aldhoff, one of the leaders on both sides of the ball. And he walks off on his own will. So a pickup of two by Misicic will bring up second and 8. Kozlerich, the quarterback under center, turns and gives this time to Graydon Schmidt, I believe. And Graydon Schmidt gobbled up maybe for a 2 yard gain. There's just not a lot there. Misicic actually was the runner, excuse me. The Chargers again getting a good push and really controlling both sides of the line tonight thus far. So third and 5 here. Big down for both teams. Centerville wants to extend the drive, obviously, get something going. Sheraton would love nothing more to push them back once more and get the ball. 2:16 to go left to go in the third quarter of play. And Sheraton, if you're just joining us, exploding for 2 touchdowns here in the third quarter, leading 20-0. A fumble on the play, and the Chargers recover. A fumbled handoff there to Misicic. And Bradley Krutzinger comes away with the fumble recovery. So the Chargers again in Centerville territory at the 39. This third quarter has been all Sheraton thus far. And they're going to take over first and 10 at the 39-yard line. Already up 20-0 here at Paul Johnson Field. The curtain raiser here in 2014 between these two South Central Conference foes. Aaron Kane back in at quarterback. He was in at quarterback last possession. Dylan Sanders alone back. Twins right and twins left. And Derek Lang goes in motion. Here's the jet sweep to Lang. Lang's got lots of room. Lang, first down yards, then more. Lang up to the 30-yard line, maybe down to the 29, a pickup of 11 or 12 for Lang. Lots of room again on that left side of the line. Hunter Miller and Evan Havoc doing a nice job of clearing space out there.
on the Centerville 31.
The running game has been very healthy in the second half, and the Chargers have really exploited Centerville's defense with the running game here. Kane back in the shotgun formation. Turn and the give to Sanders, who tries the right side. Sanders with lots of room. Cuts down to the 25-yard line. Down to the 24-yard line. Spins and is on his back at the 23-yard line. So another gaping run by Dylan Sanders. Another first down for the Chargers as the running game really starting to take shape now. And you start to see some of the fatigue and maybe the strength of the Charger offense kind of taking control at this point. Centerville on their heels. They're winded. They're gassed. They're tired. We'll see if the Chargers keep coming with the run. Lang comes in motion to the near side. Here's the give to Sanders right up the middle. Cuts, and he's going to be stopped maybe a yard or two. Again, tried to cut, and that mud is hard to cut on and slow to get up to Sanders, who's hobbling a bit. Sanders is hobbling. We'll see if they get him a sub in there. He's going to stay in the game. He actually gained a long three yards there, so second and seven here. We're under a minute to play in the third quarter. Our score from Centerville, 20, Sheraton is 20, and Centerville is 0. Second and seven, Twins to the near side, Twins to the far side, Lang and Hawkinson to the far side, and Lang comes in motion to the near side. Looking at Hawkinson, the pitch, it's to Hawkinson, it's caught. Hawkinson has the first down. Hawkinson down to the 8-yard line. Nice throw by Aaron Kane, who just threw a little slant pattern. And when you have a receiver that's 6'6", 190 pounds, and you have a D-back that's maybe 5'6", that's really hard to get positioning on such a big receiver. TJ got excellent position. He has great hands, and it was an on-the-money throw. That's another 10-yard, 11-yard pickup there. And the Chargers first and goal at the 9, 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kane in the shotgun. The give is to Bradley Cressier this time, the fullback. Up the middle, Bradley still running near the goal line and stopped down at the 1. So Bradley Cressier gets his name in the books on offense. He carries the ball down to the 1-yard line, and it looks like that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. Clock runs out, and boy, oh boy, the Chargers flexing their muscles in the third quarter. At halftime, it was 7-0 Sheraton. Sheraton has taken control of this game in the second half thus far, and they lead 20-0. We have 12 minutes to go here in Centerville. It's the curtain raiser of the 2014 season, and Sheraton looking good thus far. Well, I told you before halftime, something I was really looking forward to. Centerville, the junior parents here, they have a great fundraising opportunity here. It's something new. They sold raffle tickets, and they're going to allow one fan to try to kick a 35-yard field goal for a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree to a local furniture store. Well, at halftime, they drew the name, and Superintendent Tony Ryan is our first contestant tonight. So I'm not sure if Tony wore nice shoes or not, but he's getting his shoes muddy and his pants muddy and anything that touches the grass muddy at this point. And he's actually lined up at the 35-yard line. This is closer to a 45-yard field goal. And for Tony's sake, I just hope he stays upright. If anybody's catching this on video, they might want to catch it on video. This might win them money in the end, one way or the other. The field conditions are wet. What a great fundraising opportunity. I like this. This is a great idea.
The 35 is fast for you guys.
Now they're moving it up. They're moving it up. Well, this is good play-by-play action, I'm sure, for you, those of you who are listening. He's going to mark it at the 20. And his son Toby is going to actually kick from the 20. Toby is going to attempt about a 30-yard field goal for a $5,000 shopping spree. And the crowd getting behind him. The cheerleaders pumping him up. Everybody's watching in anticipation. And here's the run-up at the kick. And it's short. A great kick by Toby Ryan, son of Superintendent Tony Ryan. And congratulations to the Centerville junior parents. What a great idea to be able to fund their prom this spring. And I'm sure there will be lots of fun opportunities for home fans this year in Centerville Paul Johnson Field. So the Sheraton Chargers open up the fourth quarter First and goal, second and goal from the one. Here's the gift to Dylan Sanders, who's in the end zone for the Charger touchdown. That's his second touchdown, a one-yard run by Dylan Sanders on the first play of the fourth quarter. And the Chargers score once again, Sheraton 26, Centerville 0. So what looked to be shaky at halftime is much more comfortable for the red and white team and the visiting team. And with an extra point added potentially here, the Chargers could be looking at a four-touchdown lead. Here's the snap. The kick is on its way. It's up, and it is no good again. So Derek misses his second extra point. That'll keep the score at 26-0. You're listening to Thunder Country, all the scores in one station. Once again, we want to thank our sponsors of Thunder Country and Friday Night Football. Friday Night Lights, we thank Sheraton Napa and Hammer Medical, Hanson's Iowa Realty, Bingham Construction, Community First, Johnson Machine Works, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Pierce Baker Funeral Home, Windstream, Pipers, CNC Cycle, Hardee's, Grace Baptist Church, Kent Farm Management, Sheraton Ford Mercury, and Red Hall Realty. A lot of great support in the community. And we thank each of those companies and corporations for their support of Friday Night Football. We really thank all of those companies for their support of the community of Sheraton. Just a great place to live, a great place to work, and a great place to raise a family there in Sheraton. So we thank all of their supporters. We encourage you all to catch 96.7 after the game for live coverage of the coaches show and to get all the area scores all on one station. Southern Iowa and really all of Iowa's Friday night football leaders, Thunder Country KIIC. There's a little squib kick that goes out of bounds, so another penalty by the Chargers. I'm not sure if they tried an onside or if Cody just missed the ball there. I don't believe that was an intentional onside kick. But nevertheless, the Big Red will take over at about the 41-yard line, their own 41, trailing 26-0. If you're out and about tomorrow, we want to wish the varsity volleyball team good luck tomorrow as they travel to Clark for the Clark Invite, the volleyball tournament there in Clark. On Tuesday night, the ninth grade football team will travel to Albia for a ninth grade game beginning at 6:30, rather. And the volleyball team that night will be in Clark Colosio starting at 5:30 there as well. A lot of fall activities happening as we get school back into the swing of things, and we encourage you to go out and support your team. Here's a snap that's fumbled by Cosler, who luckily picks it up and is going to be dropped for about a 3 to 4 yard loss. Kind of an ongoing theme, actually, for both teams, just having a hard time hanging on to balls tonight. So a loss of four, maybe call it five. And Kozlerich has come on in relief of Felton, but so far he has not had much luck either. We knew that this would be one of the question marks. Michael Starcevich, the starting quarterback of a year ago, very talented quarterback, obviously lost to graduation. There's a lot of gaps to fill in, and you can bet that Centerville's doing what they can to try to fill in those gaps. May not all happen tonight, but obviously a lot of work to do by the Centerville offense. And another penalty flag is another false start on the Big Red. They just cannot get offense going tonight. So after a loss of four, they pick up a five-yard penalty, and this has kind of been a problem tonight, too. Centerville has not had a lot of short yardage situations. And now we're looking at second and 19.
Will be Centerville football first. Second
and 19 to go. Ball is on the 33-yard line. So Centerville coach Chuck Evans at this point just looking for some signs of life as they a lot of work to do before week two at Knoxville. And you can bet They're going to be working on a lot this week. Another fumbled snap by Kozlerich, nearly picked up by the Chargers. A screen pattern, it's caught. And for positive yardage, out across the 35 to the 37-yard line, the snap was low and fumbled. And I believe that was Bradley Kretzinger. Nearly, he just torpedoed in at the feet of Kozlerich, nearly had that ball. And Kozlerich just did a nice job of picking it up and kind of flipping it to Noah Coatley, who gained about 7 yards, or only about 5 yards, rather. But now brings up third and long, third and 14. 26-0, all Sheraton, all night. 10 minutes to go in the ball game. A muddy mess out here. Athletic Director Greg Fisher and their maintenance, I'm sure they will have their work cut out for them tomorrow and then the days to come. And the Kozlerich back to pass. And he's flushed out by Kretzinger. And now he's going to look to pass. He's got a man over. Actually, this is going to be intercepted by Quinn Storm. The ball is short. Quinn Storm still on his feet. Into Centerville territory. Down to the 42-yard line.
Interception by number 5.
Kozlerich has Schmidt open. But the ball was thrown short, and Quinn Storm, back in coverage, intercepts the Kozlerich pass. Another Centerville turnover, and the Chargers once again take advantage. They're inside Centerville territory and looking to score again. Aaron Kane still in at quarterback here. We knew that they would split a little time tonight, and both quarterbacks have done some nice things tonight. He's got twins to the near side of the field. And he fumbles the snap. And very, very smart move by Aaron Kane. Rather than try to pick that up, he just falls on it. The ball is wet. The ball is slippery. And instead of trying to pick that up, a smart play by a very heady Aaron Kane just falls on it. Chargers lose 3 or 4, but retain possession. Ball is on the 45-yard line of the Big Red. And the clock is now running just over 9 minutes to go in this one. Aaron Kane back in shotgun formation. Derek Lang goes in motion to the far side. Here's the turn that gets Dylan Sanders, who runs around the right side. Picks up positive yardage, gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
Dylan Sanders on the carry. Centerville tackle number 6, Michael Coates.
And, again, just a lot of the ground game in the second half by the Chargers. And looking over at the South fans, the Chargers are on their feet. The fans are on their feet. Nice job by Caitlin Stream and the cheerleaders. 16 varsity cheerleaders made the trip down here, and what a great job Caitlin Stream is doing with that program. The cheerleaders really doing a nice job of getting the fans and the school spirit up, and glad to see them down in Centerville tonight, and I'm sure our fans are as well. Third and 10. The fake to Sanders, and Kane rolls out, throws across the field, throws it up for Hawkinson, who volleyballs the ball up in the air. Hawkinson goes up and sets the ball in the air with two hands, falls on his back, and he still comes down with it. If there was ever a game where you needed to see video of this, folks, This is one of those games. That's a playground catch right there by T.J. Hawkinson. He tapped the ball in the air, fell on his back, and still came down with it. Fourth and 2, the Chargers go for it. The gives to Sanders around the right side, and a nice play by Centerville as they get in the backfield, trip him up, actually for a loss, so the Chargers won't pick up the first down, and Centerville will take over on downs at the 35-yard line. A really nice play that time by Daniel Harris, the outside linebacker. 7:54 left to go here. Paul Johnson Field in Centerville, Iowa. South Central Conference foes meeting for the 68th time. The first time since 2011. Centerville has won 4 of the last 5. Sheraton's lone win in that last 5 series came in 2010, a 70-7 drubbing in Sheraton. So Centerville Kozlerich back in at quarterback. He is in the shotgun formation. He's got twins to the far side, twins to the near side. Snap is fumbled. Lowy picks it up. Kind of dances, scampers his feet, throws to the far side, and it's incomplete. Again, just really feel for the quarterbacks tonight because not a lot of snaps have been fielded cleanly, and they have not all been the quarterback's fault. The ball is wet, and it's either being scooted back to the quarterback or it's
Well, it's being fumbled in some fashion, and not a lot of time once you have to pick that ball up knowing the defenders are coming at you, and Cosler's just kind of spun that ball out as fast as he could just to get rid of it. So second and 10, the ball spotted at the 35-yard line. Sheraton leading 26-0, getting some fresh jerseys there and on white. Ethan Down and the sophomore in a defensive end on the near side, a lot of potential out of that kid. And the give is to the tailback here. This is a new tailback for the Big Red, Noah Coatney, who gets positive yardage, probably 3 yards on that carry. Does a nice job of just putting his head down and getting what the defense gives him. And third down and about 5 now for the Big Red. A lot of defensive starters still on the field for the Chargers. A couple new ones in there. Chase Altenhoff is still not in after walking off the field with an injury. So third and 5. Now the Big Red are in a tight formation with the wing tee behind. Here's the turn and the give to the tailback, Grady Schmidt. And he's going to be dropped for a loss. Great job of pursuit that time by the Sheraton defense. Nick Ryan, the outside linebacker, the first in there. Boy, I really like what I'm seeing out of some of these linebackers. They are a kamikaze-type torpedo gunners here. And, boy, they just flew to the ball that time as fast as you could fly on a field of this condition. And there was 3 or 4 white or brown jerseys there. Boy, about the time Schmidt got the ball, he really had nowhere to go. A lot of positives, I think, that Coach Kurt Smizer can take from tonight's game. Obviously up big here with 6 minutes to go, but a lot of things to work on, but a lot of very good things as they head into week 2. Centerville's going to go for it, 4th and 7, and they're spread out all over the place. This is a screen. Kozlerich's pass to Schmidt was open, but it went through the hands of Schmidt, incomplete, and the Chargers will take over. 1st and 10 on the Centerville 37-yard line. A lot of things to take away, like you said, and a lot of improvements that need to be made. I'm sure Coach Meiser has been around the game long enough to know that a win like this is great. It's a great start, but there are plenty of things that can be cleaned up on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. You look at the first half, a lot of opportunities were missed out on by the Chargers, and I know that will be something that will be preached this week in practice. A lot of good things, though. Not a lot of penalties tonight by the Chargers. Centerville's been dinged with many false starts, a couple holding and pushes in the back. Sheraton had a holding penalty early in the game, actually on their first possession. But after that, really has been a false start here or a false start there. It's been very clean, a very clean ball game by the Chargers, which is good to see on the first game. You want to play disciplined football, and the Chargers have really done that for the most part tonight. I want to thank Community First, a great supporter of Sheraton Charger Athletics and a great supporter of the community. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. Johnson Machine Works, a proud sponsor and member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of Thunder Country. And, of course, Sheraton Hy-Vee, all the great things that they do for the community and for the school district. Your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee. Weekly grocery specials to help you make the most out of your family's budget. Hy-Vee is a helpful smile on every aisle. I want to thank Phil Hammermeister, the new manager down at the Sheraton Hy-Vee. Great supporter of Sheraton Athletics thus far. And we're really looking forward to a promotion that we're going to run next week at our home opener against Davis County. So I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag tonight, but watch the papers this week and listen up. Phil Hammermeister doing a great thing for the Sheraton community and Sheraton Athletics next week. Our home opener against Davis County, we've got great promotions all year thanks to the Sheraton Hy-Vee. 2nd and 12 there, a loss on the play as a lot of new jerseys in for the white. Aaron Kane turns and hands off to number 32, Alex Boldarev on the carry. loses one or two on the play. A lot of new white jerseys in for the Chargers. Good to see some young kids getting some playing time here in the first game of the season. And in the last few years, sometimes we've had some players in late in the game because we've been on the other end of this game. We've been on the trailing end. And it's really, really a good feeling to be on the upper end of this this game thus far. 4:50 left to go in the game, and a flag flies. This is going to be a motion penalty against the Chargers. Derek Lang still in the game. Excuse me, that's Kobe Richmond in the game on the jet sweep, and an illegal shift on the Chargers.
Kobe Richmond on the carry.
I have to do some digging, and my my friend, the resident ref, is going to have to do some digging. I can't remember when the last time Sheraton started the year 1-0 or 1-0. It's been a while. And head coach Kurt Smizer, this is his sixth season, I believe. And I don't believe he started 1-0 in his tenure. It's been a while. May have been 2006, might have been the last year, and I can't even remember if they started 1-0 that year. You know, the first few games of the season, very favorable for the Chargers. This week at Centerville, obviously, we're liking what we see now. Next week, we go home to face Davis County, who's falling who's trailing at Fairfield tonight. Then we host Sadell and go on the road at Mount Pleasant. So the first three or four games of the season, obviously not wins by any means, just to come out and say that. Still got to show up, still got to play. But very favorable schedules for the Chargers. And, boy, wouldn't it be great to get some momentum as we head into the district play against some of the upper echelon teams, Norwalk, homecoming Norwalk, and Oskaloosa, always a tough matchup up there. And Carlisle and Pella, probably the two teams in the district that are the favorites. Those two games, the games 8 and 9 of the season, we hope to be firing on all cylinders come those last two games of the season. Charlie Palmer's punt is down at the 12-yard line, and with 4:24 left to go in the game, Centerville will take possession once more. Kozlerich. Brett Kozlerich, the sophomore quarterback, a lot of growing to do out of him. And Coach Chuck Evans is going to have to evaluate this week. He's had both quarterbacks in. Selden started the game, the junior quarterback, and didn't have a lot of success. And Kozlerich hasn't had a lot of success either. He's hoping to see something, I'm sure, here in the last couple possessions. Here's the turn and give to Misetich. And Misetich is spun down by Althoffen, who's back in the game, and I'd say he's doing fine. Althoffen comes and makes the tackle, and then he's going to be subbed out. I think Coach Smizer and the defensive coaches, I think this is something you don't want to risk with 4 minutes to go. A lot of new players in for the Chargers. Just a couple that we can mention here. Blake Pash is in an outside linebacker. Ethan Downen is still in at end. On the other end, now I can't see the number. I'm sorry. Jacob Jones in at cornerback, so a lot of new jerseys in for the Chargers. Here's the give, and this is to number 17, Noah Coatney, actually, who picked up positive yardage.
Charger tackle number 63, Tim Good.
And Tim Good makes the stop.
Gain of about 2 yards. Will be turned down 5 yards to go.
Third and five to go. Just over 3 minutes to go in this one here. Centerville and Sheraton at Paul Johnson Field. Some scoring updates. And those are not updated. I apologize. I'll have to refresh my page here. That Thunderbolt app, what a great app to have. Getting all the scores from area schools on your Friday night football. Coach's show is going to follow here. Thunder Country, your source for all the Friday night action. All the scores are in one place, people, 96.7. After your team hits the locker room and you hit the car, you crank the radio to 96.7 and you stay tuned for the coaches' shows, a lot of live interviews after games, a lot of summaries from around the area, and you don't have to wait till Saturday morning anymore. You can know what happens on Friday night just by clicking on one source, Thunder Country. So on fourth down, the Centerville to punt once again.
Maddie with the
and Maddie's punt
Nobody's back to receive for Sheraton, who thought they might go for it on fourth down. It's going to be down at the 48-yard line. And with a minute 57 to go in this one, the Chargers obviously have it wrapped up. We'll see what they like to do on offense. A lot of white jerseys coming off the sideline. A lot of kids getting some playing time here. As the Chargers look to sew this one up and move on to week two. They go back to Reynolds Field next week. And I know we're excited to host the Chargers, who are going to be 1-0, hosting Davis County, another South Central Conference rival, as the Mustangs come into town next week. And there's a rivalry football game we haven't played in a very long time. Again, I'm going to ask resident ref Jim Franks to help us with some stats for next week's game, too. It's been a while since we've played Davis County in football. Some old South Central Conference rivalries renewed this year. The Chargers trying to get some personnel out on the field. It looks like Coach Smizer is going to have to take a timeout. So getting some substitutes in on both sides, and obviously some personnel issues by the Chargers. They're going to force them to take a quick timeout here to try to get their lineup set. And, we'll get a check upon some injury reports. Chase Altenhoffer did come back into the game, so it looks like he's going to be ready to go week two. And that's the name of the game in football. You go week to week sometimes. And just a great second half performance by the Chargers. Really flexing their muscles at times. Really, that third quarter, just controlling the third quarter and controlling the line of scrimmage. And basically just bullying the Big Red by running it down their throats. So we're set to resume play here. I'm sure that this was just going to be some very vanilla runs, but good for some reserves to get into the game, and we'll see what they elect to do. I'll try to give you some updates on who's in the game here. A whole lot of fresh white jerseys, though, on the Paul Johnson Field. And a new quarterback, actually. That's Alex Bolarev, who's going to take the snap and give to Blake Pausch, who is the backup tailback, actually. And he's going to lose 2 or 3 yards. Bolarev, the junior varsity quarterback, I believe, is what they're trying to look at him with. And going to get a couple snaps here. Clock running, 1 minute and 32 seconds to go in this one. It's been all Sheraton in the second half. A dicey first half, but the Chargers came out strong in the second. Second and 13, the give is to the first man through. That's Cody Stevenson, I believe. A nice run by Cody Stevenson. Senior running back gains probably 5 or 6 yards there. What a great thing to see. There's a kid who put time in the weight room. There's a kid who stuck it out in middle school. And early on in his high school year, didn't get a lot of playing experience. He kept with it. And, boy, you just love to see success stories like that. There's a kid who's worked. Nobody's worked harder than Cody Stevenson. And it's great to see him. Great to see him as a starting fullback this year. There's the gift to Stevenson again. He's going to push forward for 1 or 2. And with 40 seconds to go, we'll see if they wind the clock for one more play. And the official's just kind of taking his time, wiping the ball off. That might be it. They've not wound the clock yet. Actually, it looks like we're going to get one more play in, possibly. Grant Shriver brings the play in off the sideline to Bolarev. And here we go. The headsets are off, and coaches and teams are lined up ready to exchange handshakes after this. 9 seconds, and it looks like this might be it. It looks like Sheridan's not even going to try to run this play. And that's going to do it, folks. Sheridan comes into Centerville and comes out a winner. The curtain raiser at Paul Johnson Field. The Chargers take control of the second half, and they're going to come away with a 26-0 win against the Big Red. A lot of great things tonight on both sides of the ball. But a lot of areas to improve before coming back home to Reynolds Field next week to take on the Mustangs of Davis County. So we're going to wrap it up here.
We look forward to being with you next week as we are back in Sheraton at Reynolds Field as the Chargers are going to be 1-0, looking to get back to the playoffs for the first time since 2006. And we thank you for listening in to KIIC 96.7, streaming Channel 2. Remember that this is going to be aired live tomorrow morning on Thunder Country 96.7, so we look forward to hearing the rebroadcast of all of the great action tonight. This is Tim Miller. I'm going to send it back to the studio. Thanks for listening. The Chargers are victorious in their curtain raiser. The year 2014 is underway. The Chargers 1-0. Victorious here at Paul Johnson Field. 26-0 is our score. You're listening to Thunder Country and Friday Night Lights. All the scores, one location.